Kennards make trade easy. Kennards Hire is making trade easy with a 2-hour delivery promise and heaps more. Kennards make your job
easy. Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch. It's Tuesday, the 11th of May, as we charge in towards winter. You can have your say on the open line. In fact, we'd love you to have your say. 1300 01 1170. And I may need you to help me out with a little dilemma too. I'm in a bit of a quandary. You can text us as well, 0457 736 736. Good afternoon, Brian.
G'day, Joel. How are you? G'day, listeners.
I'm off the bit today, and I'll explain in a minute.
Is that because Gibbo is back?
Yes. Hello, Gibbo.
G'day, Joel, Fletch, Brooksy. Great to be back, boys, but I got to say, Melbourne's good.
Mate, there was little whispers floating around the office here that you may have jumped ship.
Yeah, well...
Caught up with Robert and Andrew.
Yeah, I put it to Hutchie that I could do some work experience down at a radio station, one you can get paid to work at. And he said, come down, knock on my door, and I was there yesterday and it was great. It was great fun with Bob and Andy.
Yeah. Real professionals too. Now, our producer, Four Pines Brewing Company, it takes real characters to produce a good drive show. Good afternoon, Brooks.
How you doing, Joel, Fletch, Gibbo, welcome back.
Can we get straight into this, boys? I need to get this off the chest. I'm off the bit. So it all started. It all started where a mate of mine, we had a coffee, and we like to have a coffee on Tuesday mornings, right? And he said, "Oh, can you come and have it at my place because Chloe, my daughter's going away." So we go away there, and this was the theme of the day, right? So we turn up, and she's moving down to the snow, young Chloe, and this is Spa Man's place. Now, young Chloe, only 2 months ago, surprised the family with a dog, right? And now
she's bailing.
Now she's Christian, right? And she's going down the snow and they're stuck with the dog, right? So that's fine. That's not my problem. So I get home and shortly after school pick up, and I'm only there for 20 minutes. I get home. I can hear this. And no one's home. So you know we've got the new dog, right?
Yeah.
And the dog, which cost a fortune. And to be fair, it's the cutest little thing you've ever seen, right? Which it is. However, the terms... What happened last time when we had a dog 15 years ago, I didn't want the dog because I don't have the time or the energy to give to a dog, right? Mm. And I said, I'm not doing anything. As it turns out, I did everything and the dog passed away, sadly, who became one of my great mates, right? But after the dog passed away, Harry, I said, you know what? I'm done. I've got four kids who are now all grown up. I was the oldest of, or I am the oldest of six kids, so I've lived in a life of chaos, right? And now it's Joel o'clock, and I'm not having any more chaos. There's no need for newborns. So
Simplifying my life,
right? So I'm finally at the stage to simplify my life. And all of a sudden, I've been hoodwinked, right? A very, very expensive little dog, which is cute. And the girls, the two eldest girls and the wifey, they've said, no, promise you. If you do this, you won't have to do anything about it. So I've got home this morning with intention to mow the lawn. Beautiful afternoon or this morning to mow the lawn, right? Autumn, the trees are falling down. I'm going to mow the lawn because it's bin night. I open the door. And I've got too much of a conscience, right? So I can't go out and mow the lawn while this dog's going. So therefore, I'm stuck inside. I can't mow the lawn. And then what makes it worse is Magic Round's on. And luckily, I don't need to go to Brisbane for Magic Round. So I've got a fairly quiet weekend, right? Not calling any football, fairly quiet weekend. Now, the wifey and the girls, they've already got planned with some girlfriends and other mums to go into town, which they deserve because they work hard. However, I had planned with some of the dads to enjoy a bit of racing, a few quiet ones perhaps.
At your joint?
No, at a mate's house, right? And all of a sudden, I've sent a text, and I'd love to see what the listeners think about this, whether this is right or wrong. I've said, where is it here? Girls, this is why this dog's yapping. Girls, please sort out a solution for the dog on Saturday. I was promised that I would not be put out at all by this dog, and it's already taking up my day. I had planned to mow the lawn this morning, but she's squealing. Please ask someone else. Please find a solution, right? Am I in the right or am I in the wrong for this?
Right.
I'm in the right.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting... Well, if you don't mind the dog, Dad, well, then we're not going to go to this thing on the way. Now, it's all the guilt's been bestowed upon my shoulders.
Why don't you come to a compromise and get someone to dog sit?
That's what I'm asking, yes, because I'm just off the bit about it all. Like, it's not even 2 weeks and I'm already being compromised. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you buckled. Yeah. I don't want to say it, but you buckled.
As a father, you go on good word when you talk to your kids
yeah.
about acquiring a dog and, you know, the what you need to do to look after the dog.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you should have got it in writing, Joel.
Yeah. yeah.
But they still back
contracts.
They back That's, out. They just because yeah. they just think it's like I find my kids if their phone isn't downstairs by 9:30. I find them.
Oh, you find them?
Fine, F-I-N-E.
Yeah, I like that.
No pocket money that week.
What's the fines? Set you back?
Their pocket money each week is 35 and 25 to the two eldest. And if you don't put your phone down, it's $35 per night.
So you lose a week's salary.
So the return on investment is flying.
Wow.
Yeah, James from Medallia. I'll get this one day. Mordialloc. James from Mordialloc. He says, Sugar, just do what the girls tell you to do. He's probably right, you know.
Yeah.
He's probably the path of least resistance. But I'm just so excited to have a little relaxing weekend. And now I've got it. If the dog was a bit older, like this is a newborn dog, a very needy newborn dog. If it was a little bit older, I'd be okay. But anyway, it's off my chest now.
Why don't you have it at your joint? Have the get-together, well, have the soiree.
Yes, but then what, Sparman's very adamant that I should be packing up the dog, bringing it over there, and it's all too hard.
Oh, yeah. Don't
it's
do
all
that.
Too hard. 1-300-01-1170.
Can I just say this? They are wild animals. They can probably fend for themselves.
Yeah.
What sort of a dog is it?
Oh, mate, it's this big. It's a toy cavoodle thing. It's a very cute thing. I'll give you that, yeah. but squealing's not
can
that
cute. Can it swim?
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm just wondering, can it swim?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't have thought so.
Sounds like
a few
muff,
laps.
Yeah.
Just let him do it and wear him out.
Yeah.
You know, we do that with kids.
Wear him out.
Take him to the beach.
Yeah.
I used to do that with the kids, throw salt water in their eyes. It makes them really tired.
Hey, boys, not sure if you watch Seinfeld. Joel, it sounds like they're killing independent Joel. Cheers, Jimmy from Garingbar. Yes, they are. Two words for you, Joel. No, I can't say that, Rocket, but I agree. I'll come over and dog sit for a slab of beer and $50 in my punting account, says Rooster Man.
Ooh,
you might have a deal.
That's cheap.
Yeah. There's one here from Sparman. In fact, I've just got to massage how to say that. How I'll say this.
I can say it, which is quite normal.
Okay, go on.
So you got to, it happens with my dog. You got to check the anal glands.
Are you familiar with this term?
Of course, yeah.
What sort of dog have you got?
I've got a Labradoodle.
Right.
Must be the doodle thing.
Yeah, so he's got a sausage dog.
Yeah. Oh, it's big in the dog community.
So the lady comes over from across the road, and what does she have to do?
Yeah, check the anal glands.
And then what do you have to do?
Well, then you got to stick your mama there.
Yeah, that's right. I'd never heard of this.
Oh, yeah. It's a go-to vet. And you go to a vet. The vet will do it. Charges $200 to do it.
Yeah.
I just do it myself.
So apparently you start smelling around the house. Now, people who don't know what we're talking about won't know what we're talking about. But sausage dogs have a different way of, I don't know, to expelling their waste, so to speak. Sausage dogs. So they need to have implementation to free up. Thank you very much for your text, Sparman. 0457736. Can we, speaking of that subject,
yeah,
of what does get expelled, you've landed on something that's related to that.
Yes. We're talking about the...
No. We're talking about towns that aren't that flash.
Oh, yes. So yes. Today...
Yes.
Absolutely. Sorry, I thought we were talking... Because I'm excited. We've got a new segment. Yeah. Not that I have enough segments.
Yes.
So there's a gentleman who wrote an article, and it was quite good. Well, Brooksy, you actually found out this, so I don't want to steal your thunder.
Yeah.
But there's an article basically pinpointing the shittest town in Australia.
Yeah, so it's a group on Facebook. There's a newsletter that you can subscribe to, Shit Towns of Australia. There's a newsletter? So basically each week there's 10 towns that are highlighted, whether it's things in the news or just people that are in the towns recalling situations from that past week. And this group generally points a finger at a town in South Australia, Port Pirie. And so they put out a vote to their followers and subscribers, and Port Pirie came number one.
Okay. And where is Port Pirie? South Australia.
South Australia.
And what do they do there? What's the industry? It's a port, obviously.
It's like smelting or something.
Mm. Copper good smelting, word.
I think.
First time we've used that word, I reckon, on this show.
Is there a top 10, Brooksy? Have you got the top
10? I don't have the top 10 on me.
Okay.
But number one.
Well,
emphatically number one.
I've got one here. Ipswich, Queensland. Logan, yep. Queensland. Canberra, ACT. I've got to agree with Canberra. If you're going to ask me what's the most ordinary town in Australia, I'm going to say Canberra.
What do you think George Williams is saying?
Well, he's got to go to Wigan. I've been to both.
Says what?
So the bloke called Jeff Rissole
He's a co-founder.
He's the co-founder.
That's not his real name.
Well, I don't know. But I do like this. So the local mayor, Leon Stevens, the Port Pirie mayor, Leon Stevens, he says the joke's not funny. I might be showing my age or whatever, but I think this is getting pretty tired, right? It's a bit like a dad joke that's continually going on, and I think that it's time that we change it up a little bit. It's probably about as impressive as a name called Jeff Rissol. So I'm saying this, right? I'm going to put out directly to either Mr. Mayor Leon Stevens to come onto our program, 1300 01 1170, or Mr. Jeff Rissol, who is the co-founder of said newsletter, which is the Shit Towns of Australia. I'd love for one of those to come on and defend their position. So feel free to come on. And in the meantime, I'd love our listeners to get involved, 1300 01 1170 or text us 0457 736 736. What are your best towns you've been to? Yeah, I'd rather know what are the shiitake mushrooms. Which are the ones that you've gone to which you couldn't escape quick enough? Let us know on the text line or call us 1300 01 1170 or text us 0457 736 736. Now, Fletch, we've got a big show coming up. Ellie Wicks will give us our celebrity fix. Now, we're doing something today which we've never done. We have got Neil coming on, and what would you call this?
Well, we were forced into this, Joel. Mm. So basically we spoke to the Eels and we said we would like to interview, and this is what you have to do in this radio game. You've got to go out there and you've got to hunt for your own prey.
Yes.
And we contacted the Eels, and the Eels gave us a list.
Right.
And so we're going to play...
Of
past and present. Interview roulette.
Right.
So we don't know who we're going to get.
But we're guaranteed to get one of these.
Okay. So this is the list. I got Clint Gutherson, Tom Opachick, Hayes Dunster, Junior Paulo, Campbell Gillard, Nathan Brown, Regan Campbell Gillard, Danny Krenkovich, Shane Werrett, Daniel Heckenberg. So out of those nine, we are hoping to get one. And what we're going to do is before we interview said person, we're going to ask them a few hints, a bit like Guess Who?
Yes.
Have we got a sound for that, Gibbo?
Yes.
So if we don't know, we'll ask them a question, then we can wipe people out.
Good, good. So that we're getting an eel on, we know that for sure, but we don't know which eel, past or present, it will be, and that's coming up on the program. So
my money's on the ferret, Shane Werrett.
Shane Werrett.
Fastest man in the league.
Daniel Heckenberg,
one of the greats.
He's a chance, yeah. By the way, boys, we're not playing Guess Who or what was it called?
It's called Interview Roulette.
Interview Roulette with the Knights, because we've got the young promising halfback who had a blinder last week. Phoenix Crossland, one of the great names in rugby league. We've got Shawnee Omrod from Sportsbet. Simon Hill from the Global Game, and we'll get Simon Hill in the studio here. Simon Hill is, well, the voice of soccer in many ways, but we'll probably spend most of it talking about other things, such as music, etc. Teamless Tuesday at 4 o'clock. We'll give you the teams coming up, and, of course, the IMAR quiz. They're getting very popular. These very snuggly Makita hoodies up for grabs. Sick, aren't they, Brooksy? To the open line we go before we break. Peter from Wollongong's there, 1300 01 1170. G'day, Pete.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Oh, mate, I'm off the bit today, if I'm brutally honest. How are you going?
Well, I'm here to tell you, I've got a 7-year-old Cavoodle at home, and they do not get any less needy.
So they're good dogs?
They are. They are the neediest dogs in the world.
No.
They are terrible.
What about the anal gland issue? Do you have them?
I don't have a problem with it.
No. What about the dogs?
I've never heard of it until today.
The cat doesn't like it.
Yeah, that ain't have them, actually.
Hey, Pete, before you go, what's the shittest town you've ever been to?
I was in Nowra on the weekend, mate, and, pretty terrible.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
Sharky from Nowra.
Live Sharky's on the line. Thank you very much, Pete. We appreciate your time.
Pete.
It's a turf war.
Oh, Pete's going to get his windows broken. I hope Sharky's not listening.
Oh, yes.
But if you are Sharky, Nowra apparently is the worst, is the shittest town, according to Peter. Not that I want to cause a turf war or anything, but Nowra is the shittest town in Australia.
Well, Nowra's got the yellow vest on. So if you want to call up and take the vest off Nowra, nominate another town. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. This is the Trojan Tools Trade Hour. Thanks to Trojan. Tools built tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse. Coming up very shortly, the Drive 5, our 5 best players out of round 9, and the Dally M Dally M's. They're coming up next. Stay with us right here. This is Driver Joel and Fletch.